eating out, because I do. During the pandemic, one of the major things that I missed was my favorite restaurants, the ambience, the food, and the chit-chats. Who wouldn't love that? But have you ever wondered about the GST situation in restaurant business? Hi everyone, I'm Ashisha C. Rajan, and today we'll be discussing about GST on restaurant business. So for anyone who has a restaurant or is planning to have one, then make sure to watch this video. Earlier, before the era of GST, there was a lot of confusion regarding restaurant business. There was a never-ending dispute whether to classify the restaurant business as a sale of food and thereby attracting sales tax or VAT, or serving of food, attracting service of tax. Since the confusion prevailed over various legal interpretation, the VAT and service tax was charged simultaneously on the restaurant business. Restaurant business provides both supply of goods and supply of service. It is naturally bundled supply and can be considered as a composite supply. However, to avoid confusion under earlier tax law, GST has classified a restaurant as supply of service with specific tax rates. With the introduction of GST, taxation process has become less cluttered, because before GST, a food bill in a restaurant consists of VAT, Krishi Kalyan Cess, Swachh Bharat Cess, and service tax, making it so confusing. After GST introduction, there are only CGST and SGST components in a restaurant bill. This helps restaurant owners, as the GST has a simplified compliance process. Now we can look what are the rates to GST applicable to different categories. We can classify the category of the restaurants into two. In this, the very first one is standalone restaurants or eating joints. This includes mess, canteen, which does not have any attached residential or lodging facilities. In this category, GST will be charged at 5% on all foods and drinks, but no input tax credit is available. Next, in the case of restaurants, mess, canteen, or eating joints attached to a hotel, residential, or lodging facility. Here, the maximum declared tariff in any of the rooms is more than or equal to ₹7,500, GST will be chargeable at the rate of 18%. If the declared tariff is less than 7,500, the rate of GST shall be 5%. It is to be noted that a restaurant charging GST at the rate of 5% cannot claim and utilize the GST input credit, and it is only available in case of GST rate at 18%. Next, let's talk about composition scheme. Restaurant owners who have a total turnover of 1.5 crore can also choose the option of composition scheme, where the rate of tax is applied on total turnover. The composition scheme provides a hassle-free, simple procedure for the restaurant owners. They need only to file simple returns quarterly instead of monthly filing. There are certain conditions that has to be followed for opting the composition scheme. And in that, the very first one is that interstate sales is not permissible. Secondly, they cannot supply any item that is not taxable under GST. Third, such restaurants cannot collect ITC or tax from the customers. Lastly, they cannot supply goods through online food delivery apps. Next, let's discuss about TCS and GST on food delivery apps. Food delivery platforms such as Zomato and Swiggy collect TCS on GST at the rate of 1% on the taxable values of supplies made by the restaurants through them and deposit it with the department. This rate of TCS has been revised by the GST Council in the 45th GST Council meeting held on September 17, 2021 at Lucknow, and decided to charge GST at the rate of 5% on restaurant services applied through them with the effect from 1st of January 2022. I hope this information was helpful, and that's all for today's video. See you in the next one. Till then, bye.